Chapter 6.
Please, master.
Cersei gasped when we pulled apart for air.
May I taste your cock? I've been craving you every second of every day, and I can't wait a moment longer. I promise I'll make it worth your while.
You may, I answered as I began to take off my boots. But I want you to go slow. I want to savor tonight, and you will obey my every order. Understood?
Whatever you desire, sir.
The blonde Wicca purred as she slowly got down on her knees and positioned herself in front of me.
I am yours to command by blood and soul. Not even Satan could take me away from you.
Well, that's what I like to hear. I grinned from ear to ear. Now, let's get to it, shall we? As I unbuttoned my shirt, Cersei took her time to pull my pants and briefs down. And when my throbbing cock sprung into view, the greedy serpentine witch licked her lips with her long tongue and moaned with delight.
You're already so hard, master.
She breathed with wide eyes.
May I begin?
Yes, I grunted as we locked eyes with each other. You have my permission. Without breaking eye contact, Cersei gently grasped my base and slowly began to lick my throbbing head with her incredibly long forked tongue. The corners of her lips pulled up into a small smile, and she moaned deliciously as my tip leaked thick precum. She then batted my dick lightly against her tongue and giggled with delight each time she swirled her serpentine appendage along my thick, mushroom-shaped head. She hummed as she churned her tongue along my underside in gradual, expert motions.
You taste so good, my master.
Oh, good girl. I grunted before I roughly weaved my fingers through her golden locks. Oh, keep going slow. Just like that, yeah. Oh, fuck. Cersei gripped my hip as she slowly began to take me all the way into her warm, wet mouth, and my hold on her hair tightened as she bobbed her head up and down in slow motions. A low moan resonated in her chest as she took me deeper, and when my tip scraped the back of her throat, my entire body shuddered as a groan escaped my lips. Ooh, yes. Oh, Satan, Cersei, you can go deep, can't you? She moaned as I bucked my hips and fucked her wanting throat. I quickly grew lightheaded as the sensual serpentine witch slurped and hummed along my length, and as I guided her up and down my shaft, she took the initiative to wriggle her blonde head all the way down to my balls and gently gagged. Her serpentine eyes were glassy as she stared up at me with nothing but pure adoration and devotion. Her cheeks were flushed, too, and I could see a wet patch growing in between her legs as she fervently moved her head back and forth. Oh, yes. I grunted as I thrust deeper into her mouth and tightened my grip on her hair. Keep going. Yes, just like that. Don't you dare stop until I fucking come. Do you understand? Cersei began to move even faster, and the entire room echoed with the sound of her slurping on my dick. Her eyes were drowning with lust and desire as she gagged and sucked every inch of me, and I knew she longed to taste my unholy seed. As I sped up my movements and fucked her throat over and over again, I could feel a raging orgasm bubbling to the surface, and a deep groan left my mouth as I gasped greedily for air. Oh, that's it. I'm coming. Oh, are you ready for your reward? Cersei's snake-like eyes stared deeply into mine as she swirled her forked tongue along my throbbing shaft, and my entire body violently shivered before my cock twitched inside her mouth. Oh, yes! I groaned as soon as I poured my creamy seed inside her mouth like a river, and the sound of her swallowing every precious drop made my head spin even more. My climax lasted a good half minute, and she licked every inch of my cock and moaned with delight as soon as I finished emptying into her greedy mouth. Oh, oh, Good girl, I said as I gasped for breath and gently pulled my slick cock out of her wet mouth.
Master,
she purred after a popping sound reverberated through the bedroom.
Your sperm tastes so delicious. I want more.
Oh, do you want me to fill you up? I teased as I placed a finger under her chin and looked deeply into her entrancing eyes. If you do, then you're going to have to do something for me first.
Oh, whatever it is, Master, I'll do it.
The blonde Wicca mewled as she bit down on her lip.
Just name it.
First, I want you to get onto the bed. Then, I want you to slowly strip for me. Take your time, though. As I said, I want to savor tonight.
After I strip, then what shall I do?
She questioned with glassy eyes.
Whatever it is, I won't hesitate.
You'll do what I say first. Then you'll do whatever I tell you to. But when I tell you to, don't ask questions. Just listen to my commands.
Of course, Master. I'm yours to command.
That's right. Now, do I have to repeat myself? Strip.
No, sir.
She gasped before she hopped onto the bed and flashed me a coy smile. I bit down on my lip as the sexy blonde slowly began to pull off her bra straps and carefully unhooked her confinement. As her full breasts spilled into view, I could feel my blood rushing south, and I grunted with satisfaction as she began to gently rub her swollen pink nipples. Now your panties, take them off. And then, lay down on the pillows and spread your legs nice and wide for me. I want to see everything.
Yes, Master.
The blonde serpentine witch purred before she hooked her fingers along the edge of her underwear and slowly shimmied them down her plush, creamy thighs. I grew hard as a fucking rock as she tossed the pale fabric carelessly aside, pressed her back against the pillows, and then slowly parted her legs open for me. Her bright pink petals were glistening with arousal, and as much as I wanted to slide my thick cock inside her hungry pussy, I wanted to tease her a little more before we continued. Now, I grunted as I stared between her legs. I want you to gently fuck yourself and give me a fantastic fucking show. Slowly, slide two fingers inside your cunt, but don't you dare come. Not until I'm deep inside you.
Yes, Master.
She replied as she bit down on her lip and slowly slipped two digits inside her sopping tunnel.
Fuck. How is this, sir?
As she sawed her fingers in and out of her starving tunnel, she also rubbed her clit while staring at my cock. She licked her lips with her forked tongue as she continued to fuck herself, and her soft whimpering sent pleasant shivers up and down my spine. That's it. I chuckled as I drew closer to the bed. Keep going. Deeper.
Yes, Master.
She mewled as her green eyes rolled into the back of her head.
I'm picturing your cock inside me. It's making me so wet.
I watched as her fingers sunk deeper and deeper inside her folds, and as she softly whimpered and mewled for more, I knew it was time to give her what she so patiently waited for. You've been a good girl, I growled as I started to crawl onto the bed. Now, do you want to claim your reward?
Oh, yes, Master,
she said as her bright eyes fluttered open.
Please, fill me with your unholy cock and spread me wide open. I long to feel you pounding deep inside my tight pussy. I want you to fuck me until your cock fills my empty womb with your seed.
Then stop what you're doing, I grunted as I neared her legs, and lick your fingers clean for me.
Yes, Master.
The blonde witch replied without hesitation. Her eyes met mine as she pulled her fingers out from her drenched pussy and slowly sucked the juices off from them. I grinned as I slowly swiped my thumb along her pulsating clit, and when she gasped from my sudden touch, I leaned closer toward her and began to plant kisses along her warm, perfumed neck. Then she gasped with surprise and pleasure as I bit her neck and sucked on her sweet skin.
Master,
she panted as she wrapped her long legs around my waist and pulled me closer.
Please fuck me. Fuck me until I forget my own name. I want the entire castle to hear that I'm yours and only yours.
If that's what you desire, I whispered into her ear as I pulled away from her neck, then that's what you shall receive. As we locked eyes, I grasped my erect cock and batted it along her drenched pussy lips. She moaned and chewed on her lower lip each time I neared her opening, and when I slipped my tip inside her wanting tunnel, she gasped and groaned with instant pleasure.
Yes!
She keened, as if she'd been holding her breath underwater.
Oh, Master! Fuck, you feel so fucking good!
Ooh, and you feel so fucking tight. I grunted as I began to prod deep inside her sopping wet pussy. Her tunnel was trembling as I thrust deeper and deeper inside her quivering body. Our groans echoed in the room as I rocked my body against hers, and her lust-filled eyes grew wider as I picked up the pace and plowed my throbbing cock inside her velvety walls. Each time I thrust deeper and harder, her pussy clamped around my length and violently spasmed. Oh, unholy fuck! I grunted with each forceful thrust. Oh, Satan! You feel incredible, Cersei.
Man, your cock is unlike anything I've ever felt before.
She cried out as she tossed her head back and wrapped her legs tighter around my waist.
Fill me up with your seed, Master. I beg you. Please don't stop until I'm filled to the brim with your delicious cum.
In response, I pounded deeper inside her silky walls, and each time our hips slammed together, she gasped and grunted for more. I rocked my body harder against hers, until she bit down on her lower lip and reached up toward my hair, but I quickly grabbed her wrists and pushed them down into the sheets. Did I say you could move? I growled as I pushed deeper inside her soaking tunnel.
No, Master.
She gasped as I gripped her wrists tightly.
Harder. Fuck me harder, I beg you. I'm so close.
You'll come only when I say so. I panted as I bucked my hips against hers, and she squealed each time I ventured deeper inside her sopping wet pussy.
Yes, Master! I'm only yours! Yours in body and soul! Fuck!
I fucked her with all my fervor, and sweat dripped down her neck and in between her breasts as she tightened her legs around my waist. My entire body shuddered as I neared my threshold, and as I stared deeply into her slit-shaped orbs, I could feel myself about to explode inside her accepting body. Come with me, I hissed as I pressed my body against hers. Now!
Fuck!
Cersei screamed as her walls violently clenched and unclenched around my throbbing cock.
Master!
My entire body convulsed as she cried out, and my vision spun as I spurted my searing hot cream deep inside her warm tunnel. I filled the blonde serpentine wicca to the brim with my cum, and her pussy sucked and clamped harder around my shaft as it demanded more and more of my offering. Hot juices spilled from her as we both struggled to breathe, and we both sighed with glorious gratification as our bodies trembled.
Oh, Master.
She sighed in a dreamlike voice as her glassy eyes bored into mine.
I adore the way your cock feels inside me. Oh, fuck. I'm so grateful to you and Satan that I was brought back to life for this. I simply can't get enough of you.
Oh, yeah? I panted as I gently pulled out of her abused pussy. Do you want more of it? I can give you as much as your heart desires.
Yes!
She gasped as we both slowly sat up.
What do I have to do?
Well, I want you to use that long, forked tongue of yours and lick clean every last drop of cream from my cock.
With pleasure, sir.
The coquettish Wicca purred before I laid my body down on the pillows. Cersei eagerly bent down and slowly began to lick my slick dick with her long, forked tongue. She stared deeply into my eyes as she did so, and the corners of her lips twitched up into a smile as she ran her hot tongue along my underside and back to my tip. I shuddered with bliss as she continued to pleasure me with her mouth, and as I looked at her full, swinging breasts, another idea sprung to mind. Cersei, I want you to put my cock in between your fantastic fucking tits. I growled as she continued to obediently and greedily lick up and down my underside. And don't stop until I tell you to.
Whatever you desire, master.
Cersei answered, after one long lick around my flared tip.
I'd be more than happy to put your cock wherever you please.
I grinned like a wolf as the blonde witch slowly swung one long, lean leg over my hips. And when she was in position, she slowly pressed her breasts along my erect shaft and gradually began to move her body up and down in perfect rhythmic motions. Oh, fuck. I grunted as I leaned my head back into the pillow. Oh, good girl. Oh, ooh, keep going. Don't you dare stop, not for one moment. The blonde Wicca mewled as she pressed her breasts tighter against my throbbing cock.
Do you like the way that feels, master?
Oh, Satan, yes. I growled as the blood rushed to my dick like a rapacious river. Oh, your skin feels like silk. Keep going. Oh, fuck. Yes, just like that. As Cersei smiled and moved her body up and down, I could feel myself nearing another explosive orgasm. But I didn't want to come just yet, not after she'd been such a loyal and good girl. She deserved to feel my cream deep inside her womb again, just as I'd promised.
Oh, cool.
Cersei purred before she reached down and kissed my throbbing tip.
I need you in every single way possible. I live to please you. Please fuck me again. I can't wait any longer.
Then, no. Why don't you ride me? I suggested with an arched eyebrow. Do you think you can handle it?
Oh, yes. I promise to please you, master.
Oh, let's put that to the test, then, shall we? I chuckled as she hovered over my rock-hard dick, and I placed my hands on her wide hips. She slowly lowered her starving pussy onto the tip of my cock, and we both groaned with instant satisfaction as soon as we were connected. Without wasting a moment, she slowly started to rock against my body, and her eyes rolled into the back of her head before she tossed back her cascading curls.
Satan!
She gasped as she rocked back and forth.
I can feel you all the way inside my womb.
And if you want me to go deeper, I panted as I dug my nails into her soft skin. You better keep moving. Yeah, just like that. Fuck! Oh, you feel incredible. So fucking tight and warm.
Uncle!
She gasped as her full lips parted wide open.
Please, fill me up again. I need more of you. I want every drop of cum inside your perfect body to explode inside me.
As you wish. I grunted as I bucked my hips upward and prodded deeper inside her sweltering slit. Now, bounce on my cock like a good girl. And I promise to make you come hard. She cried out as she began to move up and down along my shaft. Her eyes went wide, and she wildly gasped for air.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. I can feel you inside my womb. Please fill your cum inside me. I need all of it.
Oh, in time, I rasped as I moved her up and down along my slick cock. Her sweltering pussy continued to slide up and down along my thick shaft, and her eyes grew as wide as dinner plates as she began to move, faster and faster. Her breasts bounced up and down as she moved her body with demanding, wild desire. And she cried out and grasped her breast as I plowed my member deep inside her hungry hole. She bit on her lip and fiddled with her swollen bud as her breathing grew shallow, and her whimpering became more intense.
Go Come.
She stuttered as she tossed back her head and moaned.
Ah, oh, Satan. I think I'm going to...
As she bounced on my steel heart rod, her tight walls clenched around my cock. And the deeper I went, the harder she moaned and screamed. Then I reached up to grab one of her breasts and tweak a taut nipple. And she gasped and stared down at me with her shimmering, snake-like eyes. "Are you going to come for me?" I demanded as she passionately bounced up and down on my dick. "Are you going to fucking scream?"
Yes!
She gasped as she began to roll her hips and swirl around my dick. "Oh, fuck!" I groaned as I tossed my head back into the pillows. Oh, Satan, I didn't expect that.
Do you like it, Master? It's my way of saying thank you.
Oh, and holy shit! I ordered as my cock throbbed and twitched. Yes, I fucking love it. Keep going. Her scorching walls clamped around my cock as she slowly began to move her hips back and forth and grind against my member. Her face grew a deep shade of scarlet as she quickened her pace, and sweat dripped down her body as she passionately rocked her slender body back and forth and moaned so loudly. I was positive the entire castle would hear her.
Master!
Cersei screamed as she planted her palms down onto my chest and dug her nails into my flesh.
I can't hold back any longer.
So come with me! I grunted as I neared my threshold. As loud as you fucking desire. You've earned it. She yelled as her tight walls convulsed violently around my shaft, and hot juices gushed from her sweltering opening. As she came, hard, my entire body jerked upward and shuddered with satisfaction as I emptied a bucket load of my hot cream inside her sopping wet pussy for a second time. Fuck! I panted as I exploded inside her like a hot hose, and her demanding walls tightened around my shaft and vigorously squeezed me for every single last drop I had left. Our climaxes lasted a good minute, and then we both sighed in pure satisfaction as her trembling body slowly clambered off me. My vision was hazy, and my breathing was labored, and it took a long moment before I could move any limbs.
Oh, Master.
Cersei sighed as she slowly crawled over to me and placed her head on my bare chest.
Incredible doesn't even begin to describe how I feel right now.
Yeah? I chuckled as I ran my fingers through her long golden hair. If that's how you feel, then why stop now?
Master,
she said as she looked into my eyes and slowly smiled.
Do you mean it?
Oh, you deserve it. I grinned as my hand slowly made its way to her full breast, and I caressed her bud with my finger. Shall we?
Oh, hell yeah.
She giggled before she planted her mouth onto mine. I knew we should have slept. But I wanted to savor every moment, because I had no idea when we'd be able to do this again. So at that moment, I vowed to fuck the obedient serpentine witch until the bloody sunrise. And I knew I wouldn't regret my decision, no matter how tired I was. She was fucking worth it.